Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of the Scobro Show. It's Tuesday night. It's well past 9 p.m. We had some things going on tonight, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I am behind the steel curtain, editor Dave Schofield, coming at you again for the Scobro Show. And with me, as always, is my big brother, Rich. Rich, how's it going?
Welcome to the big show.
Yeah, you were were you coaching tonight?
Yes.
Yes, you were. I know it was Kyle's playoff baseball game, and I thought it was the team that you coached.
Actually, it was a team I hadn't been coaching, but was called into service the past couple weeks.
Ah, gotcha. So it was the playoffs, and I could go ahead and go on at the same time, but without you, it just wasn't worth it. I'm like, I gotta wait around for the bro so we can do this right. So we're glad, those of you that are joining us already. Yes. We got some people jumping in on YouTube and Facebook. What's up?
You had to wait.
I had to wait. Yeah. So sorry. Yeah, you had to wait for us tonight. But Rich, we are in it. We yes. Talked about it last week. Good. That by the time, when we're back next week, the Steelers will have actually practiced. Training camp will have started. Okay. They haven't put on pads yet. And honestly, that's kind of what the whole idea of our show is going to be tonight, is about the difference when the pads come on. But the only thing to really talk about, it's not like there's big breaking news or anything like that, other than the Steelers are practicing. It's been football in shorts, but they've done the ramp up period. Pads come on tomorrow. Fans are at the stadium. Any major impressions or anything you want to bring up from what we've seen so far since the Steelers took the field last Thursday?
Okay. I got a couple things that I can say. Okay. About things I've seen and you know, rumblings around practice. But just remember that these are all things from, you know, practicing in shorts. Yes. So Pat Freiermuth is looking nice. If he can look this good when the pads go on, we're going to be talking.
All right. But before you go into someone else, were you going to bring up someone else? Can I say something about Freiermuth? I want to ask you.
Go ahead. Yes.
Kevin Colbert spoke to the media today, and he brought up what Coach Tomlin says every time Freiermuth makes one of those great catches and great plays. Did you see what he said?
Oh, I don't remember.
He said, yeah, but can he block, you know? Yeah. You know, and that's – bottom line is, let's wait till Wednesday. But, no, you want to – it's not like you don't want to see that stuff in these practices. You do, but right. You have to put it in context as well. Go ahead. Keep going.
Exactly. I mean, just things that you're seeing, yeah. T.J. Watt is T.J. Watt. His motor is always going 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Liking what I'm seeing all around for the most part, with guys going through drills and things are looking good, but we won't know the truly what's going on until they start hitting each other.
Yep. I'm going to ask a question about, what about some of the players that we haven't seen as much? I mean, they're taking the same approach to Ben Roethlisberger of a full practice, a half practice, an off practice. Now today, Ben was excused where he was not there for personal reasons, but he will be back practicing, which I think is interesting, because a lot of times the first day in pads is an off day for Ben, but it's not going to work out that way this time. So Ben's been out some. I know they've been holding Zach Banner back some. I know Kevin Dotson was dealing with something, held back some. I'm pretty sure the centers are back. I'm pretty sure I saw J.C. Hasenauer out on the field today. I don't know if he did other stuff. And Finney was back, because there was a day that they didn't have any centers because Kendrick Green was taking care of something. He was in Florida for something. Seems like Devin Bush has been there for most of the stuff. What are your thoughts on the guys that, you know, they're Stephon Tuitt, they're easing into because he missed OTAs due to the tragic loss of his brother and taking care of his family. Any thoughts on these guys that haven't practiced as much or anything? Are you concerned about that? Or
no, not until, you know, because we got so much time before the regular season rolls around, that's not bothering me too much yet, especially because most of the guys that are that's going on with are minus the one day Kendrick Green. Most of them have been your vets where you pretty much know what you've got in these guys. You know, if you had a lot of young, you know, a lot of your younger guys that were missing, were the guys that you're really needing to evaluate more, it would bother me more. Yeah. But them easing to it back into things, they know it. Yeah, there's no surprises on what Stephon Tuitt is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I mean, Coach Butler talked about that. He spoke on Friday, and he was saying, you know, we know we got into it and everything else. You know, he'll be there. He'll be fine. You know, and he's a big weapon. My biggest thing is some, you know, Zach Banner coming off the knee. I understand they want him to take it easy. They don't want to do too much. They don't want to, you know, have a setback. But at the same time, I'm like, I just hope he's ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of question marks at tackle from the starting guys on down. So before we dive into this topic, anything else? Are you ready to talk padded practices?
Oh, let's talk padded practices, because that's when we're going to really find out the answers to more of our questions.
Okay. To set this up, I'm going to tell a little story. So that'll pretty much finish up the first half.
That'll finish up
first
half of the show.
Just kidding. No. Some people, if you have never played, you know, full contact padded American football, you might not understand what it's like to put on the pads, if you know what I mean. I'm going to give an example, not from my playing time, but from my coaching time. I coached 7 seasons of high school football. And I remember one of the seasons, one of my first seasons there, when we went through summer conditioning and everything else, and we had a player that came out. I'm not wanting to pick on him or anything, because it just kind of goes to show how it is. The kid, he was one of the honor students, everything else, but he was wanting to come out, play football, see what he could do, everything else. He was at every conditioning all summer. He was there. He was putting in the work. He was running hard. He was doing everything that he could. He was all ready and rearing to go. We get to the first day of practice, and you are out there and you are in the pads, and we were stretching, and he had to sit out for a bit. He, you know, I don't know if it was anxiety. I don't know if it was a panic attack. I don't know if it was an asthma issue, but just stretching in the pads was completely different than anything that we had done all summer with the conditioning and everything else. There is just a difference when you put those pads on. Everything is different. Even before you make the first hit, when you put those shoulder pads on, when you got the helmet and the shoulder pads and everything, it's just different. It's just how it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's kind of what we're talking about. We're like, yeah, the Steelers have been practicing. And they're like, oh, well, they downplay football in shorts. But contact means a lot. So let's see what this is really about. Because it's not just, oh, are they physical enough? When you put those pads on, it's like you're on the it's like your next level. It's like you're on the center stage. So for these young players and rookies, when they put their pads on for the first time in an NFL practice, and it's not even just this is part of the reason why sometimes they would hold Ben Roethlisberger out the first padded practice. And that is some of these young guys, and I had some people give me flack about this, like, oh, they're professionals, blah, blah, blah. They've done this forever. I'm like, This is their first time putting on pads as a professional. These guys are going to be ramped up. They're going to be ramped up. And sometimes they're a little bit too ramped up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sometimes they'll hold out someone like a Ben Roethlisberger out of practice, because you're like, the last thing you want is the bottom guy on the depth chart at linebacker. Next thing you know, coming in and laying out your franchise quarterback because he's all ramped up for getting his chance at the NFL. But at the same time, you want guys to be poised and everything else. So there's a lot that we're looking for, and it's just going to be different. So this is what we did. We coordinated this more than what we've normally done with our other lists. We've been doing top five lists of everything that we've been with these shows lately. And we've been surprised. Now, the reason we coordinated this is we actually made a bigger list and we went through our list and we crossed out repeats. We didn't want to bring up the same five players. We wanted to talk about different players. So we adjusted our top five list a little bit to make sure that like my number five wasn't your number two. So we're going to be, when we go through this, it's going to be a new player every time we bring someone up. And we are looking at the top five players that we're looking forward to the most in the first padded practice. Now, we're not talking about the first game. We want to know what we're talking about with the first padded practice. We're talking about practice.
Not a game.
We're not talking Hall of Fame game yet. We'll talk about that next week. We're talking about practice. Now, by setting it up this way, there's kind of some positions that are going to be left out a little bit. I mean, it'll be kind of nice to know what it's like to see Big Press taking a kick with this full gear on and maybe some guys rushing at him. But they're going to run into him in practice. Punter's probably not going to make the list. What's the other one that's not going to make the list, Rich?
Quarterback, because they're not going to hit them either.
Quarterback, yeah. They'll put the pads on. But, I mean, really, you want them to be used to the pads, but it's not like these guys are going to take hits in practice because you don't do that to your quarterbacks, you know? So it's not like, oh, I want to see what Ben's going to do with his pad. No. Or what Haskins going to do with it. No, it's not like they're going to – it's not like T.J. Watt's going to come flying across the line and lay out Ben Roethlisberger to say, all right, can you take the hit? It's not that they're not going to get bumped or anything into and have to deal with real pressure, but it's still not going to be quite to that level. So we're going to break down the five players that we're looking forward to seeing the most that we really want to see how it changes and how it ramps up with the pads on. Sound good, Rich?
Sounds good.
You ready for this?
Y'all ready for this? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yep. I'm ready.
Yeah, Justin Conway, he said, I asked you about pads today and you replied on Twitter. I asked because, like you said, it's a different thing when the pads come on. Yep, I did. He asked the question on the BTSC tweet on one of my articles, and I made sure I let him know pads are coming on. It's great. So, Rich,
let's
count them down backwards. Number five.
Who is your number five? My number five was second-year guard Kevin Dotson.
Yes, I want to see what he can do. I mean,
we've got really high expectations.
Yes, and now he's been easing into. He's one of those players that's been easing into stuff because he was dealing with something. But I think he's going to be able. If something happens when we come out tomorrow and find out, well, you know, he's still a little dinged up and everything, we might be disappointed in this one.
Yeah, could be.
But if he's able to get out there and go, then he's one of these guys that tell me why he was on your – he was on my list too. So tell me why he was at this point on your list.
I can't do that yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, because you don't want to be any comparable. Okay. Well, then just tell me why you wanted to – what is it about him you want to see?
We saw him start several games last year, and there were people that were arguing that at the end of the year he should have been a starter on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that we've still got that guy because that's the guy I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the guy that we were seeing last year that everybody was like, man, he's the best lineman. We got to get this guy. You know, he should be on the field. That's the guy I want to see right off the bat.
Yes. And I want to see if it's different with a new coach. If it's even more nasty than what I felt you got from someone like Dotson last year based on having a new offensive line coach. That's a good one. I'm going to go with my number five. And my number five is a player that this would probably be Shannon White's number one. He's in the fan club. And that is one cornerback, James Pierre. I want to see what he does out there in the pads, because he's known more as a guy that's more on the physical side. You know, he's the guy that can bring the physicality to this position. And he didn't have a big sample size last year. So you'll want to see what he can bring right away.
The small sample size was spectacular.
Oh, yes, it was. He was, I mean,
the small sample way size up there was spectacular.
Absolutely.
If he's another one, mm-hmm. if we get that guy all the time, whoa, look out, you know, we've got something there. I mean, come on, a 6'2 corner.
Yeah.
You gotta be. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, people were worried about the Steelers at the cornerback position, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, but how great would it be is if instead of wondering who's going to play, that you have to ask yourself more of who's going to sit.
Yeah.
That you have capable players that you could put on the field. And you're like, oh man, who's not going to get as many snaps because when they're not in sub package, they're just not going to be out there and stuff. So that's what I want to see. I want to see, because if the Steelers have something in James Pierre, that is a complete difference maker in what everyone thinks about the Steelers secondary. Don't you agree?
Yep. Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
That's why I went there. Do you want to go ahead and roll on into your number four?
Number four. Making a move from, what was it last year? 15 games started?
Yep.
15 games started at right tackle. Moving to left tackle, would we be one Chukwuma Okorafor for? Got to see what the big man Chukwuma can do. You know, he was touted this week by Kevin Colbert, you know, saying that, hey, we actually felt he was more of a left tackle when we drafted him. And that kind of showed, you know, Zach Banner beat him out at right tackle. We really think he's more of a left tackle. You know, we're hearing all those right kind of things from the coaches and now even the GM. Now I got to see it on the field.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, I happen personally to kind of agree with the coaching staff and the GM in that, from what I was seeing in videos from camp last year, I felt the same thing, that Zach Banner was your bigger, mauler right tackle. Chukes has really nice footwork. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But until they put the pads on and we see, you know, him out there trying to block on Ben's blind side.
Yeah.
I don't know what I have until I see it.
You could have great footwork and great technique in drill work.
Yep.
But when you actually have to get it done on the field, you can't get it. It's also very difficult to not have good technique and then be able to just get it done just because you're a guy that when you put the pads on, you're a different guy. You've got to have the technique too. So you've got to bring it together to where now that guy's really trying to get past you and rip your quarterback's head off. Well, at least get past you to wrap up the quarterback, if you know what I mean.
Correct.
And make you look bad. And can you get it done? I think you're right. Yeah. Kevin Colbert said today that if the battle would have been at left tackle last year, he thinks Chukes would have won it because that's his natural position. Jeffrey Benedict has broken down. How in college, you know, he went up against TJ Watt and Bosa. Like I switch the two first names all the time. I'll say the wrong one. Doesn't matter. They're both really good. Whenever he was at Western Michigan in there and he did very well against those players in college. So it's not like he hasn't gone against elite talent. He just didn't see it all the time in college. So now this is going to be Jeffrey's his first chance to play left tackle.
Jeffrey's breakdown of both he and Banner last year during all, you know, going into camp, Jeffrey's film breakdown on them was excellent.
Yeah.
And kind of helped sell me on, you know, when the coaching staff was saying those kinds of things and people were kind of saying, hey, Chukes is more left tackle. Jeffrey's breakdown of the film made me be like, yeah, I can see why they're all saying that.
Yeah, I see that as well. I definitely did. Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump in and give you my number four. And in case you guys didn't realize it, we're there's kind of a little bit of a position theme early on in our lists, because who I would like to see is one five-time Pro Bowl right guard, Trey Turner, because he's had some moments not so great in practices, they said, but he's still learning the system and what the Steelers are doing. So I can understand where that can happen, especially with football and shorts. But when you get those pads on, I want to see what kind of Turner are the Steelers possibly going to get. Are they getting the 2020 version, or are they getting 2019? You know, or are they getting the even earlier than that? I mean, he was still a Pro Bowler in 2019, but definitely not. You don't want to see what you had in the 2020 version out west. So I really want to see what the Steelers might have in Turner. And the problem is, we're not really going to get to see this. All we're going to do is mainly get reports, but it's going to be a different kind of, you're going to be looking at different things. I want to hear what's going on with Trey Turner. And is he, you know, because even in drills, you're now talking about physical blocking drills. Like when I was coaching, I loved, you know, doing drills. Basically, we would do this zone blocking drill where we would put a defensive lineman and a linebacker, and then we would have two offensive linemen. We would line them up over one of them, and we would basically tell the lineman, "Are you, or is the hole to your left, to your right, or in between you?" And you guys had to figure out the blocks based on where the defense was going to, where, you know, where they showed up to play and open up the hole. And we would even run a running back through there. It was just a fantastic drill. It doesn't have to be full teamwork. You could just see what these guys are doing and those kind of things. But I want to see, you know, is Trey Turner, has he been able to pick up on enough since minicamp, you know, when he was there? And has he been able, no, he wasn't at minicamp. He was picked up after minicamp. Has he been able to pick up on stuff since minicamp, just with the playbook and everything, and been able to learn enough over the last week in order to have it go out there? Any thoughts on Turner?
No, I think you pretty much hit all my same question marks that I'm wanting to see from him. So,
yeah. So, but I mean, cause he, his success is really going to dictate. I mean, but you can say that about almost any of these linemen. You're like, wow, if so-and-so struggles, it could be a problem. So, speaking of which, you want to go on to your next one?
Sure. Continuing with the theme, my number three would be, I would like to see the incredible Zach Banner.
Yeah. If we get to see him, yeah.
That's right, because it's still questions as to when they're going to let him put on the pads and go, I think. But
well, or even how much we'll see him, if you know what I mean. Still might be that they're holding him out of some stuff. But,
you know, it's really neat from him wanting to see that he's come back, is, you know, fully healed from the injury and comes back ready to kick butt at right tackle, like he was ready to kick butt at right tackle last year and got 2-4 a tiny little bit.
Yeah. I think with Zach Banner, it's going to come down to trust. And it's his trust in his knee.
Yeah.
Because even if the knee is healed, if you don't trust it, it's going to be a problem. You know, sometimes you trust the knee too much when it's not healed, and that could be a problem. But yeah. I think it's more going to be, is he going to be able to do the things that he wants to do and needs to do in order to be the Steelers starting right tackle? I think you're exactly right there.
Yeah. Is he going to be able to, you know, is he going to feel good about getting low and driving with those legs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he's comfortable with that, then I have a lot less question marks about Zach Banner. But if this injury causes him to either, you know, play a little higher or maybe not drive as hard, then there could be some worries there. So I would like to see him in the pads and see what he can do.
Absolutely. So now I'm going to ask you a question. Are you looking for like increased involvement with Banner? Is that what you would ultimately like to see? Like, hey, he can get out there and do a few things on Wednesday, but you know what? Thursday, he's able to do a little bit more. Oh, Friday, he's back out there.
Well, that's what I want to say. Right. You know? Like, it won't surprise me a bit if the Steelers just ease him in, that he's doing a few things here and they see how he reacts, and he does a little more and they see how he reacts, and he does a little more and see how he reacts. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see. We will see. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do my number three here before we then go ahead and take our break. My number three is I'm going away from the offensive line for now. And that is, it's funny because we have a lot of positions that kind of overlap. I want to see one Antoine Brooks Jr. If he's right now, and like we say, right now, they did the depth chart on that was, I'm pretty sure that was Saturday. I know I did a podcast covering it. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. It all runs together now. But when they released it, they only had two players listed as nickel corner right now. And that was Antoine Brooks Jr. and Arthur Millette. Yep. So Antoine Brooks Jr., who was a safety. This was also a guy, he appeared in four games last year for the Steelers. That's all. He was on the practice squad for most of the season. And he's the guy getting the first shot. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying you need to see an awful lot out of this guy, particularly, you know, in pads, being physical in there, because if he's going to play it more like, if he's going to be like the quote-unquote Mike Hilton role, because got to keep yielding back to Jeffrey. He breaks these things down on film so much that he's like,
he does.
Cam Sutton is not the nickel corner that Mike Hilton is. He's not the physical guy. He's not the blitzer. If you ask Cam Sutton to do what Mike Hilton did, he's not going to be good at it. And if you were to ask Mike Hilton to do what Cam Sutton does, he's not going to be good at it. He's just got a different skill set. So as much as I say, oh, well, you could slide Sutton into nickel and put Pierre on the outside, that might not be what the Steelers want out of that position. That might be why they're having an Antoine Brooks Jr. there. So I really want to see what he's doing out there, because I want to see what the Steelers see. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, yes.
So what's your impression so far and everything with Brooks Jr. from stuff you've heard out there, if you know what I mean?
I haven't seen enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's really why that was a good selection by you there, because he's really one, it's like, I need to see more.
Yeah.
And the only place we're going to see it right now is in practice and into these preseason games.
Yes.
And as you said, if we've already penciled him in as the, you know, starting
guy to get the first crack at it. Because Coach Tom Lawrence said, well, he's going to start the Hall of Fame games. You can write a story about that. That's one thing he said. Because apparently he had a nice interception in the first practice against Ben Roethlisberger playing in the slot.
Yes.
So that was like the only report of an actual on-field play that we really got much from that first practice last week. So anything else out of your three or my three that you want to say before we head into the break?
Nope. I'm good. Let's go ahead and hop into the break so we can come out on the other side and get these last few.
Finish this up and,
sure thing.
And see what else we have to do. So if you're listening to us on the audio side, go ahead and click on over to part two. If you are here with us on YouTube or Facebook, don't go anywhere. We're just going to pause for a few seconds, and then we will be right back with part two.